Hello, everybody. It's Sherry from Savvy Smart Solutions. How are you guys doing? Today, I'm going to talk about just basic creating an internet site. It's real easy. There's a lot of companies out there that you can pay to do it. My company was one of them. Some of the quick and easy sites start off at like $200. Go up to about 5,000. Some of the bigger sites with software are like 10,000. But what I want to talk about today is doing your own site. And it's often called a blog, and that's how they kind of started off calling it, was a blog. But these blogs and these blog software systems can turn into internet site creators. And anyone can do it, which is awesome. It's awesome because all the information that you need to learn how to do it is available online in YouTube videos or other, videos and tutorials. So it's really cool. I'm going to use my brother's business and my dad's business as an example. I wouldn't ask my dad to build his own because, you know, he was my dad. He is my dad. So I built one for him. And I did it in about 2 days. It was really quick. But his is simple. He doesn't have any products he has to sell online. He, you know, once you build it, it's only a few pages. You don't have to go in and edit it. It's already done for you. You know, so it's not something that's ongoing maintenance. The difference between his business and my brother's business is that my brother is a tattoo artist. So it's totally different because my brother draws things and takes photographs of his work. And that sort of creates a portfolio to show what the artist and his buddies can do at the tattoo shop or the tattoo parlor. And it really helps to look at those sort of things online before you go into a tattoo shop, a tattoo parlor, because there are so many all over the place. And you want a good artist, you want to see good work, you want to see what they do, and the artists need a place to really store their work and showcase their work. And even if it's not their best work, at least they can sort of see progression over time at when they first started and then where they are a year later, or 2 years later, or 5 years later down the road, and looking at their artistic skills and business skills and see how that has changed. And that's amazing. That's what I love about internet sites. So it's not that a tattoo shop or tattoo parlor is going to sell online, right? There, you can't just go swipe your credit card online and buy a tattoo. But what they can do is give the people a place to look at what kind of designs that they can do, standard designs, and it gives them sort of a technical system that allows them to go in, print that design on tattoo paper or whatever kind of paper they print it on in order to get that first run in order to do a really nice tattoo. So it's an IT system. It's not just an internet page for people looking to get a tattoo. It's also for them to be able to store and retrieve or store and what we call print those pieces of art in not just tattoo preparation materials, but also in stickers, in logos, all sorts of different formats and different ways of printing to put it into a tattoo book for showcasing the art, taking photographs of your most artistic drawings. I mean, these guys have come up with some really nice stuff. My brother has done some really amazing work, and I see them on Facebook, and sometimes that's enough for them, but it's really not enough for me. And the reason is that although you can go back and look at your drawings and look at all of your work, it's a one user system. So you'd have to go into your own page and and sort of share pictures that way. And it's just having an internet site is so much easier so that everyone can, all your employees can log in and your people can actually comment and share on Facebook if you get really smart on how to build the site using these kind of creators. So what I want to talk about today is one of the best internet site creators, which is WordPress. WordPress.com. And you can start with a free page. You don't have to have any money up front. You do have some limitations with the free site. You can't do videos. You can't post videos. And you can't be number one on Google search engine. So you can't search, you know, Savvy Smart Solutions and expect it to show up in search engine results as number one if you don't have a paid site. If it's a free site, they just don't freely promote you and put you on the internet on in search results. But what you can do is just pay the first low monthly fee, which is $5 or $10 a month. So what you have to do is find a domain name, and you can usually get those through WordPress. You can get those through GoDaddy. You can get those through Ionos, or you can get them through HostGator. There's a few other ones. They're called domain name internet providers, domain name providers, whatever. They usually handle all the hosting, the storage of the files, and the technical details about how that, where that system runs. Because it doesn't run on your local computer. It runs out there on a server somewhere. So whoever manages that server, which is either, like I said, WordPress or all those other ones, is who you select in the beginning. And then you start building. So it starts with installation of WordPress. And then what you need to do is sort of just go through a few tutorials how to start an internet site on WordPress.com. You look at the cost. How much is it going to cost me? So you want to start off with either free or basic. I recommend if you have the money, go with the basic. Don't waste time, but don't go with the Cadillac model, the full, I have 35 sites, 20 businesses, and I'm going to just start out fresh learning WordPress. That's not the way to go. Start out with a $5, $10 a month site. Take some, you don't even have to take classes, just watch the tutorials. Look around the WordPress site, get familiar with it, understand that it runs on a theme. You basically choose a color scheme and a theme. So it's the layout and design. And once that's installed and selected, you go within and you customize and you build a media library, which is of photographs. So for a tattoo artist, you'd want to pick a portfolio, or any kind of artist, you'd want to pick a portfolio, which is a great way to showcase your work. And there's a lot of great themes out there that you can pay small dollar for, maybe $10, $30. And it can showcase all your photographs in really animated fashion and a really nice layout. So you don't have to design and program systems. You just go in and look what's offered and just pay for it. Say, I want that, and install it yourself. And then customize it. And the customization is what is the most challenging part of WordPress. But the more that you work with it, the more you learn and the more comfortable you get. And sometimes you'll make mistakes, but that's how you learn. And it has this whole, you can use the internet and this whole area in WordPress to get your questions answered. Like, how can I get this, all these photographs to display in sort of 5x7 pocket photos, and where do I put, you don't even, these questions, the questions are so basic. You know, where you put your name and address, your phone number. The more technical questions are, how do you connect it to Facebook? Where do you put your email address? Where do you put your phone number? And how do you go into the console area, the backside? And how do you understand pages and posts and manage a user base of people that want to comment on your posts or your pages? And how do you do that? How do you manage it? And are you going to do that? Because you do have the option to not do that. You don't have to allow other people to comment on the stuff that you publish online. You can have just a very nice business site that showcases your work with your location and your phone number, how to be reached, and maybe a price range. I mean, in the tattoo business, all the prices are always negotiable. You know, so my hourly rate is $25.95. There's tip required. But you might want to, instead of doing that, you might want to talk about your procedures and your cleanliness, or however you, whatever you do, your industry standard guidelines, or what you do to make sure you don't hurt people other than just the feeling of pain associated with a tattoo. And then maybe what you do to reduce that pain. All right. So that's what you want to do. If you want to do that, I highly recommend WordPress. WordPress is amazing. If you're going to do something like that, you just need to understand photography, basic photography, taking a photograph with your phone and uploading it from your phone to your WordPress site. So that's a challenge. If you only have a phone and you don't have a computer, then you can't do it. So what you would have to do first, if you don't have a computer, I recommend investing in a Chromebook, and that's all you really need. It's about $150 now. And the internet connection, which you can get at a library. You know, you can do that at a library, which is amazing. And you can get really good with this. And I've had sites up in 2 days, but I've been doing this for years, so I understand it. So I don't expect that a new person can just come along and put a site up in 2 days, at least not without doing their homework first. But I recommend trying it while you learn about it, because that's the best way to learn, is to try it. Try creating an internet site while using the tutorials to answer your questions and to get you as far as you can go until you get stuck, and then rely on the tutorials. How do I get through this, and how do I do that? And then let your creativity shine through on those sites, like we did here with Savvy Smart Solutions. I've had so many different sites up, and the one I have right now is not my favorite. You can go to waybackmachine.com and you can search, but I've had a couple different domain names, which is, you know, savvysmartsolutions.com or savvysuper or supersavvy.com and some other ones. So the Wayback Machine, I mean, I've forgotten what the domain names are, so I can't just show you all of the ones that I've created, but it's fun. Once you get in there and start doing it, it's fun. It gets a little frustrating for someone like me, because I want what I want and I want to do it quickly. And I kind of get tired of designs over time, you know, the same designs over time. But I'm comfortable with the one that I have. And now it's just a matter of keeping it updated with fresh information, new information that's helpful, and you know, keeping it functioning and online. So I do that for a really low price, which is great. So anyways, I hope you're motivated and inspired to at least try that out. More advanced sites, use shopping carts, and the WordPress.com and WordPress system actually has something called a plugin store, which is where you look for all those different functions and features in order to build that. So some of it comes with WordPress. You just buy it, pay for it, and add it on. That kind of work gets a little more complicated, because now you're dealing with financial transactions online, And that requires a lot more understanding security and technical support and obligation or technical programming. Not so much programming, but understanding how it works and learning. But you can certainly learn it. You could learn it, but you have to be good. And you have to not create a fraudulent site where you're just taking people's money and advertising and collecting money for something that you don't deliver or something that is fake. So if you're going to go into collecting payments online, then just make sure you're really in it to make money and to really deliver a good product or service. So anyways, the internet is available to you to learn all of these things, to learn all of these tools, and you can really grow your understanding and knowledge more in depth when you look at it beyond just a store online. If you start looking at business law, information technology, online e-commerce systems, security, email communications, technology, and integrations with social systems such as Facebook and other systems, it gets a little more complicated. So, but it's easy to learn. So anyways, have fun.